Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:05 and it is Friday morning. I was going to say all's right with the world, but really, you know, just we're having fun here. All's right in this room. We're okay. And wherever you are, we're all together. This part of the show is sponsored by Dell. We have a lot going on today. We have Game of Thrones tickets for the Game of Thrones Live. It's like the music of Game of Thrones with like a you know, video going in the background. It's sort of a whole immersive experience. So we have tickets for that at 7. At 8 o'clock, we have tickets for Cirque du Soleil. Roberta Gonzalez is going to stop in for a little while. Today's her last day.
Yeah,
KPIX, which is it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So she's going to go off and do her. She's got a production company that she's setting up, and we'll talk to her for a couple minutes about that.
And wish her the best.
Of course. Yeah. Oh my God, I love her. We also have Disneyland tickets at 9 o'clock. Actually, that's throughout the day: 9, noon, 3, and 5. And Jane has Coldplay tickets at 4:05. So a big day here on the Alice. Plus, it's Friday all day long.
Did you see the picture Jane posted for Throwback Thursday yesterday?
I did. It was so... Are you talking about something like, here's me forgetting to wear my Halloween costume as she's dressed as, like, you know, Elvira, Mistress of Darkness?
Yeah, it's an Elvira costume, and she said, that time I forgot to dress up for Halloween, or whatever.
She looks like that every day.
Right. That is her thing.
I know. Jane has a very specific look. She is committed.
I like it.
Sure. What's not to like? I wish there were more vampires in my life. You know I'm into them.
I do.
Need help finding the right Dell PC with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. Okay, here's your early celebrity trash. Can you yell for Brittany? Mm-hmm. Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced yesterday that she has breast cancer. It's, you know, it's not... that it's surprising because 1 in 8 women get it, and as she put in her post.
It is surprising, though, because she's a silver... If you know anything about her, not only is she rich from her acting career, but she comes from...
She's like a billionaire.
Mega money.
Yeah.
Mega. So you do feel like... Her?
Well, I mean, that's the alarm.
You know, the fire...
GD alarm. All week. But, you know, rich or poor, you can,
no, it can get everybody
cancer.
Right.
But I agree with you. I mean, I guess that's...
It does not discriminate.
It does not. Although I think of rich people as being the ones who have, like, a doctor on standby at all times, which I guess, you know, really isn't the case.
If anything, though, it says that to you, which is you might initially go, her? Shouldn't she be able to pad herself with money?
A money bubble
guard?
Wrap. Right.
Or something, but yeah,
maybe money
anybody.
Gives you cancer.
And there it is. I mean, what about Steve Jobs? The guy had all the money in the world.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie. She had both her boobs removed.
Well, actually, she didn't even have any cancer.
She didn't. You're right. I think she had the gene for it
or
something.
Her mom died of it, and they said she had the whatever that...
Right, that she would probably wind up with it.
And she jumped out in front
of it. So, hey, there's money doing preventative stuff. Christina Applegate had both her breasts removed. Mm-hmm. I guess she's probably not as rich as Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's doing all right, though. Anyway, it's terrible news, and it's something you don't want to hear anybody has. She shared the diagnosis on social media yesterday. She said, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. The good news is I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and a fantastic insurance through my union. That's the same as ours. SAG-AFTRA.
Right.
The bad news is that not all women are so lucky, so let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. She hasn't said anything beyond that, so it's, you know, nobody knows what stage she's in or whether or not the doctors were able to catch it early. Like, let's hope that she, you know, is getting examined all the time and they got it in an early stage. She got the bad news last week, one day after winning her latest Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy Series.
Boy.
HBO is saying her health had no bearing on the decision to renew Veep for a seventh and final season earlier this month, and that makes sense because, you know, she didn't know. It was announced over a week before she was diagnosed. And as you would expect, a lot of celebrities and people from all over are, you know, sending their well wishes, and if you want reaction to it, I'm sure you can find that everywhere. I'm not going to read you a whole list of that stuff. So terrible news, and we're thinking of you, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You have been a source of joy in our lives for many, many years.
Did you ever watch her on that show, New Adventures of Old
Christine? I did.
So funny.
That's funny. I know you really like that. Mm-hmm. I've only seen a handful of the episodes of that.
I think it was only on for four seasons, but it's still in reruns, and it's just so funny.
One of the funniest things that she's done, I mean, listen, she's on Veep, and that's hilarious, but she did this thing on the Amy Schumer show. I'm sure I've mentioned this to you guys.
Yeah.
Amy's, like, jogging through a park, and she stumbles on a table of women, and it's, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Tina Fey, I don't know, maybe, like, Patricia Arquette, like, you know, four, like, well-known women, actresses, and they're there celebrating her last effable day. Like, she's 50, in her 50s now, and they're you know, here's to you, you old bag. Here I am. It's my last effable day in Hollywood. Okay, now on to something that I tried to get to this yesterday, and we just didn't make it to it. Steven Seagal has reared his head. You know, hello, I'm here. I'm still here. He lives in Russia now.
Oh, does he?
He's friends with Vladimir Putin. Did you see any of this, Vinny? It's so funny.
I didn't see. Well, I saw a video of him and did not hit play. So
should have. It's funny. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Okay.
Some of it. He did an interview with Good Morning Britain. And basically, listen, he's saying a lot of stuff. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. He's bashing NFL players for taking a knee. Throws his support behind President Trump, praises his buddy Vladimir Putin. He did the interview from Moscow, where he's had a home ever since Putin made him a Russian citizen last year. He's losing his mind over the NFL thing.
He's not the only one, though.
Oh, no. Oh, good Lord, no.
That's why I was saying yesterday, I feel like people should just don't go.
But there's
don't
one,
watch.
There's one really funny moment. It's all mildly amusing, and his hair is like a slick back plastered thing. He's got this weird, like, super round goatee and these beady little glasses on. Like, you know, Steven Seagal still trying to pull it. But wait till you'll hear it. You'll hear it when it happens. Here's a little of Steven Seagal on Good Morning Britain yesterday. There it is. I want to hear it again. It's so good. I love it. Oh, man. Oh, so good. When, I can't remember what, remember Sterling, obviously?
Yes.
She was in here one time talking about something.
Sterling, the night girl at Alice
Sterling
from
James.
20
James.
Years ago.
Yeah. Okay. It just, you know how, and people do this all the time. Like, you're going through, you're talking in your regular voice, and all of a sudden you come to, like, a foreign word or foreign name, and you just dive into
break
the
into that.
Right.
Yeah.
And the whole room wants to fall apart just laughing, but you have to kind of, you know, be respectful of what they're saying. I don't know what it is. It's just so funny. Like, did you just say that? In the
what did she say?
I can't remember, but some Spanish word where she just, you know, she's talking like a regular thing, and then she, you know,
breaks
puts on the full on horchata.
Like a regular thing.
Well, I mean, in all respect, she's pretty much from the hood, so she does have that. I mean, I hear her almost every day on my drive home.
Cause hi, Starling.
She does middays at another station.
She'll remember this, though. We all just broke
and
out,
she,
cracking up.
You know, she jives a little. It just cracks me up. I just picture her face and just, oh,
I know.
She's so cute.
She's a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway,
the original Alice DJs.
Yeah, no doubt. And remember all the lipstick?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What's his bucket knows how to speak?
Vladimir.
Amerirussian?
Amerirussian.
But then he keeps on. He, like, holds on to it. What did he say after Vladimir?
Vladimir Putin. Putin.
To do with.
even that the Russians have that.
Stupid.
He's stupid.
Oh my God.
He's regular right up until he says Vladimir Putin.
You know what, though? Anybody can get caught doing the Spanglish thing.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's exactly what he did there.
Right.
And I've heard every... My mom does it if she talks to someone in New York. She gets right back into her New York accent.
Totally.
Well, it's like you're Boston. You were just in Boston.
I know, and you just fall into those patterns.
Yeah.
So the, he lives in Russia now. So I'm sure he's surrounded by people who talk like that, and he just puts that affectation into his voice, and Vladimir Putin, and then he can't break out.
Hello, Madonna, Johnny Depp.
I know, my God.
The last time
Vladimir Putin.
I heard of this guy was when we found out he was doing a cop show in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At is it Jefferson Parish, wherever he
I don't know,
resides,
but I just...
But he became a deputy or sheriff of some sorts.
Yeah, and he was doing televised busts or something.
Yeah.
Fun.
Cops with Steven Seagal.
He also, was talking about he loves the country and that he's risked his life many times for it. I'm like, in what, like Under Siege? Your movie? Like, really?
What?
Okay.
That counts.
Okay, all right. He actually sounds like a Bond villain in that. Vladimir Putin.
Was he a veteran?
I don't know.
He may have been a veteran, and if that's the case...
Possible. Then I guess he'd have a leg to stand
on.
Yeah,
then we're kind of douchebags.
We're kind of douchebags anyway.
Right.
Here we are giving the guy crap for what he thinks. And his dumb pronunciation, Vladimir Putin.
It was called The Lawman.
That was the name of the show.
Lawman was the show.
So good.
Is he an armed services vet?
I'm not seeing that he was ever really in the service.
Maybe he considers his time with the lawman as being a risk to his life. Oh, man. Is he yelling at that guy?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Steven Seagal is lawman.
Lawman.
Yeah, okay. Okay, right. Steven.
Because that's for show.
Vladimir Putin. Boy, he is full-on cop powering. All right. Are they just running that cops theme, or was that an actual cops like?
No, I think
show?
Somebody made a tribute to him.
Oh.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a tribute. They're kind of making fun of him, I think.
They'll call it a tribute. Stupid. You may have heard this week that Pitbull has been using his private jet to bring supplies to Puerto Rico and transport people to the mainland who need medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
One of those people is a woman by the name of Tania Cristina Robles. I'm gonna do it too. She's a 39-year-old mother with cancer. It started with breast cancer. She had a double mastectomy, and then the doctors thought she was cancer-free, but then they found 2 tumors in her brain. She had one removed and was scheduled for the second when Hurricane Maria hit and the hospital went dark. She says she knocked on every door trying to figure out, how can I get, I got this thing. And I've always thought, and Vinny, I think you put this like perfectly into words one time, like, if I found out that I had a cancer in my body, I'd be like, get it out. Like, this thing.
Anything. It would be hard to just even sleep at night thinking something's in you. It was actually about breast implants I was talking about.
Oh,
at the time.
Well, was it?
I think that I would
get these things out of me.
If I'd put those in my chest, I can see why you'd want to, and I understand that you want to have a figure and be able to wear clothes, and it's not for boy. I get all that storyline. Don't text me, but I do feel like once they were in me, I would. It'd be all consuming,
and ultimately, I'd be like,
I gotta get them out. I'm going to use the butter knife right here and get these out so I could sleep tonight.
So she finally gets a hold of a travel agent who says, I can put you on a flight. I got a flight for you. We'll get you up to Miami. This is the woman. She's trying to get this brain tumor.
Don't tell me she gets scammed. Does she get?
She didn't know whose plane it was at the time, but when she boarded, she heard one of her favorite Pitbull songs playing. She says, what are the odds that out of all this, I'm having such a great time and they put on the music I always play when I want to be in a happy mood? Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Pitbull was not looking for publicity. He was, you know, gave his plane, trying to do the right thing. But the plane manager, there's a plane manager, let it slip to the passengers whose ride they were on. Tania now says, I want to meet him. I want to hug him and be part of his worldwide tour.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she probably will be. Anyway, he managed to get her up to Miami, so looks
awesome.
Like she's going to be all right. Well, she's going to have the surgery she needs. Yeah. I don't want to make any predictions you know, the future for Tania, Cristina Robles.
Pitbull's going to be in town in Oakland Saturday, October 28th.
And, you know, it's if there's anything good that comes out of these hurricanes, and there isn't a lot good, it's that we're actually seeing people step up and help. Big donations that come in, and
you know what,
and people
though,
just showing their generosity.
We already had it happen in Houston, and then in Florida, and then Puerto Rico is just, it's 10 times worse.
I don't think that
they can even get the help to them that they need. They have water shortages now.
They have everything shortages. Although slowly, I guess they have, some of the ports are now open. They've got an airport or two open. Some of the hospitals are now up and running. I mean, people are trying as hard as they can.
But, I mean, you're saying the ports, manpower is not there.
There's stuff there that can't be unloaded.
Exactly.
There's things sitting in airplanes on tarmacs that can't be unloaded and distributed. Anyway, you know, do what you can in these
times.
I was
reading also Mark Cuban is lending.
I didn't see that.
I just saw it right now.
His jet as well? That's great. Well, that's the, you know, I mean, as much as the Houston and Florida have been decimated, they're on the mainland. You can drive away from those areas. You can find a way to get out of there.
Right.
When you're stuck on an island, you know, and there you are. What are you going to do?
You're
going to swim?
Yeah.
Get in a canoe? Hugh Hefner. He was worth a lot of money when he died, Vinny.
So many funny posts yesterday, and I know that he just passed away, and it's not supposed to be hysterical, but someone tagged me in a post that showed like five Playboys and a shovel, and the guy wrote something like, in memory of, I'm burying Playboys in the woods today in memory of you after. And I just thought, boy, we were just talking about that.
I know.
The tradition of hiding Playboys in the woods for young people to find and enjoy.
Right.
Because you just can't throw them away.
Yeah. And you can't keep them at your house.
No, well.
Your mom will not have that.
Clearly someone got in trouble for it.
Hugh was worth, they say, between $43 and $100 million. No one seems to know the exact amount.
It's a big gap.
His widow, Crystal Harris, gets none of it, as we discussed yesterday. She will be provided for. There was a prenuptial agreement. And she, I think they put a $5 million house in Crystal's mother's name a few years back. So she's going to be fine, but it's going to the kids.
Is that wrong?
No. I mean, I don't think it is if that's what she agreed to, and they had a prenup. Sure. And she'll be taking, at the very least, she got a $5 million house out of it. You know, it's in her mom's
name.
But
the other day ago you were saying she had to sleep with him and she had to deal with that. And I was thinking, I don't even think they slept together, but you were saying you think that they did.
Well, I'm sure she had to do some stuff. Although he, in the last few years, has been on a pretty rapid decline. I guess they were saying that like about 2 years ago, his back's been giving him problems for a while, but he, you know, his back was so bad that he just wasn't able to get up and around. Like, that's when the public appearances stopped. I think the last public appearance he made was to announce, like, a Playmate of the Year maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't mean this to sound like he, especially he just passed away. I'm not trying to speak bad of the dead, but he strikes me as someone who's full of it. Like, he was all about image from the very beginning, like old Hollywood kind of full of it, you know? I worked for that dude at the La Costa Resort who used to be a bodybuilder on Venice Beach with Jack LaLanne and those guys. And he's just full of it. Like, they are all smoke and mirrors, wigs, face surgery. They put out an image they want you to. And I think that Hugh Hefner was that guy. into his 80s, you know, oh, look, I got all these girls. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was doing those girls. And they may even had to sing that song in order to get the money they wanted.
Right. That might have been in the prenup was
like, look, I got an image. I'm Playboy. I need you to help me keep this thing going by.
Well, remember for a long time there, he had the five girlfriends.
Right.
Right. Was she one of those?
I don't know.
Crystal Harris?
Yeah.
I don't think so. She's. Are you talking about the girls, like the girls next door where he had the three girls?
Oh, he only had three?
Holly, Kendra. I always forget the other girl's name.
She's a nobody.
I just think all that was BS. That's just my opinion. It's fine.
It's possible that it was. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that the, you know, image is clearly everything. That was
his
whole thing.
But I think in his younger days, there were the orgies. And we've heard stories where he would do a girl for, you know, 10 seconds and be okay, the next girl.
I believe that, but I think as he got older,
on and
gross.
That image stuff was definitely something he tried to keep up.
But if he had any sex drive at all, and apparently he went deaf from all the Viagra that he was using, I'm sure that girl had to do stuff that none of us would want to do.
You're right.
I'm sure that she got, you know, why else would she agree to any of it if she wasn't going to be financially secure?
I would have agreed to it. I am a whore, and I would have gladly been
whore.
Like,
I'm a whore.
This is, I do this, and then I don't have to go to work tomorrow? I'm in.
Yeah.
Old guy.
It's all what you can take. So, I would love
make
to.
This
31.
Happen.
How old was he? 91?
91.
60 years older.
Yeah. And they've actually.
Even that's too old for me.
Well, I mean, you know.
I got to draw that line somewhere.
Where is
How
the line?
Can he
Let's hear
live?
The line. What is the line for you?
Well, at some point, Johnny V's going to hit the line. Like, don't make her name a line.
How about 70? Because I love Tom Selleck, and he's 70.
He is a total.
Oh, my God.
You can't use him as an
I
example
can.
Of 70.
Babe. How about Sam Elliott? He's about the same age. I still dig him.
Which
How about
Sam
that?
Elliott?
Sam Elliott's
I get him confused
super
with Sam
deep
Neill.
Voiced guy.
Cowboy, you know, what's good, beef, whatever.
Yeah.
He
plays
the mustache.
The dinosaur.
I'm sure I'll recognize him if I see him. I always get him mixed up with Sam Neill, though, right?
Scary,
Sam
Neill.
Yeah.
Is the...
You get them mixed up.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's pretty hot.
Yeah.
He's 72?
Ish.
At least he's not dying. Tom Selleck's dying his hair, and he's had.
I don't care.
What about Burt Reynolds? He's looking good these days.
Oh, my God, gross.
He's another one, though, that's. He's 90, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he's that old, but he's pretty.
But he's, I think, I want to say he might even be like, he's probably 80 by
he's
now.
He's 81.
But he's so pulled back and the, you know, still, although he stopped dyeing his hair, right? Because that just looks
he
so
He doesn't
silly.
Have hair.
He's
been wearing a wig forever, yeah.
Oh, Bridget was the other girl. Bridget, Holly, and Kendra. Those were the girls.
Bridget. All right, that's all I got time for. Maybe I'll do some more of that later. What's coming up?
Swinging parties make the news and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Ticket Clinic. Happy Friday. We are all in our Friday finery, and you should check us out at RadioAlice.com/watch. I have my big peacock headdress on.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. You should see it. It's amazing. And Vinny's, of course, wearing his Viking cap. That's his tradition on Fridays. The big horns and the fur lining.
Right?
Yeah,
all right.
Good looking.
I have sequins on.
Thanks.
Well, of course you do. You slinky sequin dress, you know. Plunging neckline.
Of course.
Hooman, dressed as a pirate, as always.
Thank you.
And Bryn, you can't even see him. He's a ninja. Vaughn is running the cameras in there. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to our Looking Glass feed, and that runs all day long. And on the weekends, he, I guess it's sort of like a best of for the week. Like he takes chunks of all the different shows from the weekend, loops them all weekend long. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic for as little as $99. An experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
That's a nice way to spend the weekend.
You will love the Bay Club.
You will.
I absolutely love it there.
Love it too much.
You mentioned Vaughn, and it reminded me of something. You know how we had suggested to our friend Scott Capurro to take some video clips?
Yes.
We see a lot of comedians doing that now. They put
small,
their little short clips up on Facebook and, well, on YouTube, and then they end up getting on Facebook and elsewhere. And it gives people a chance to see you do your thing.
Right.
It's perfect little ads.
Little short form ads.
So our guy, Scott, did you see what he posted?
I did. Super offensive and also unintelligible at times.
Well, the audio isn't
great.
Isn't excellent. Razor sharp. So funny. I had to watch it twice because of the audio issue, and he's quick.
Yeah.
He's moving right through this material, and I'm like, what, the marble floor? Oh, the marble floor! I get it!
Because the right... I know.
It's excellent! That's so funny!
Very, very... It's super funny, but he is really fast, and it's shot, you know, I guess he's just picking up room audio. They need to get a feed from whatever's controlling the microphones, because the laughter drowns out what he... And he's so rapid fire. He's so good! He's so good.
That's part of the issue I had when I went and saw him, is that he was so quick, and I was having trouble hearing.
He needs to leave longer pauses.
Yeah.
He should watch his own videos. He should tape himself all the time and watch them, because you start to see where the problems are.
Well, here's the real problem. What you will see on display in the video he posted in this day and age of outrage is that he has gone full outrage.
Oh, full
He's
outrage.
Gone,
you will be offended.
He,
it's
well,
great.
Look.
But who cares if you're offended?
I don't offend. Well, right. I don't offend easily or at all. But I'm watching it thinking, this isn't good for his own safety.
Mm.
He's actually going places that could cause him bodily harm. Mm. I don't know what he... This, so I thought, boy, you know, you got to spell everything out for him. A little ad, a little short ad.
Dude's in his mid-50s, and he's a smart guy.
He's
Why do we have
smart.
To...
But he puts out...
Put something benign on there. Start with benign stuff. Don't start with the thing where you...
Muhammad and Jesus.
Right. Oh, my God. He's unbelievable. Anyway, so I watched it, too, and I clicked subscribe on his little Scott Capurro channel, and hopefully he'll put up more stuff, and that'll get buried because... Or he could take that one down. I don't know.
No, it's very good.
Sure.
It's just that you... If you're easily outraged, you will be.
Oh, you will be.
I wasn't, and again, I watched it twice and found him sharp.
He is. He's very, very good. He really knows how to work a stage.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Our Governor Jerry Brown's going to sign a package of bills aimed at tackling California's affordable housing crisis. Jerry Brown to the rescue, everyone.
Thank you, Jerry.
Dun,
quickly.
Dun, 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 dun.
Get in there, buddy.
I don't know if that was Superman or Star Wars. Anyway, whatever. It's the same thing. He's trying to be heroic and come in and make it pop. Is that Star Wars?
No,
that's Superman.
Oh, that's Superman. Yeah, leave that. Leave that. That's good. No, no, no.
Here comes Jerry. This is good. Jerry Brown, Superman. Super Brown.
The bills are aimed at tackling California's affordable housing crisis, with one of the nation's most expensive cities as his backdrop. More than a dozen bills are in the package Brown will sign today outside a San Francisco affordable housing complex. I wish him luck, and I hope that this is something that they say there's tons of stalled construction that they want to speed up and get done. There is very little, what do they call that, inventory out there, and even the houses that are up go so fast.
Right. There's no getting them. But you have to qualify to be... I mean, I don't even know what does low-income housing cost. I mean...
I don't know all the deals with it. I do know I have a very good friend who was able to qualify for housing help in the complex where I live.
Oh.
There were, I want to say, 6 houses specifically... By law, or I don't know,
that
it was the deal they made with the city that had to be affordable. And his wife is a teacher, and he works at a church.
Right.
And so they were able to get
in. They weren't pulling
in
enough money to buy anywhere else. And...
But they got qualified for that, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I think that's
Teachers
great.
Should be able to live where they work.
Right.
Everyone should be able to live near where they work. People shouldn't have to commute in from Tracy. Or if you do commute from Tracy, you should be commuting to somewhere else in Tracy.
Right. Well, good luck, Governor Jerry Brown, and I hope everyone gets the help they need, because it is ridiculous out there.
It's very, very hard. Super Jerry.
It's really hard in that even if you can get a house, you're like, man, all that money and this door doesn't work. You kidding me?
The joys of homeownership.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. You know that.
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tommy.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Was drafted by the Montreal Expos in the 18th round of the Major League Baseball draft in 1995. But he decided to stick with his plan and go to the University of Michigan and play football instead. And as you know, it's worked out.
It's been pretty good for him.
Yeah. The police in Bay City, Michigan got a call last Thursday night about a woman trying to run people over in her minivan.
Oh.
Mom. Gone crazy.
Yeah. Where was this?
Bay City, Michigan.
Okay.
Turned out the woman was a 28-year-old named Amber Showmaker.
Oh.
She was mad because a swingers party had gone wrong. Her 33-year-old husband had been boning another woman. Amber was alone with that woman's husband not doing it.
Oh, fun.
You know, there she is. I don't want to do this guy. I'm married.
That's the problem with swingers parties.
Right.
Only
two people were having a party.
It, right, yeah.
And there's the other husband going, come on, man. Your husband's getting my wife. It's, you know.
Remember on Lou Donovan, Ray Donovan, when, is it Hank Azaria who was the FBI guy? And he got the pictures of them and he just wanted to bone this assistant's hot wife. And then the assistant had to bone his wife.
Right, and the assistant was super bummed about it.
Pretty freaking bummed. Yep. Little job pressure. Fun.
Is he the one that
shot himself? Yeah.
Oh, I was trying not to say.
A couple seasons
ago? Yeah, yeah.
But he did, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Well, he got worked pretty hard by Ray.
Anyway.
You can't beat Ray.
The 33-year-old husband was doing the other woman, but Amber was alone with the woman's husband not doing it. Amber's husband came downstairs after, you
doing
know,
it, yeah.
And she slapped him and ran outside. You pig. Her husband and the other couple ran after her. And that's when she jumped in the minivan and tried to run them all down.
Oh. So she wasn't trying to run down random. She was trying to run down
them.
These three people who'd conspired against her marriage.
Who were ruining her life. Mm. She wound up with three felony counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. And she's looking at 12 years in prison. And her husband got to bone another woman.
Yeah.
How's that fair?
Well, it doesn't, you know, it's just a series of bad decisions. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like the husband got the much better end of that deal. She seems volatile.
What would you do?
Well, I would say, no, we're not going to a swingers party. Before I had to get in a minivan and try to run these people down.
Would you be mad for him even bringing it up?
No.
So if he brought it up, how do you feel about a swinging party with Pat and Marianne?
Well, he's always wanted to do Marianne,
right?
So I
that's
know
what
that.
I'm saying.
It wouldn't. I would say no. I'm not down with that. No, I'm not going to give you permission to do Marianne. And by the way, Marianne would totally fight him off.
Oh, she wouldn't want to?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but then you could do Pat.
I don't want to do Pat.
Pat's so handsome. Come on.
He's not an unattractive person, but I don't want to do him.
Rumor is he's a really good kisser.
Who said that?
I'm just kidding.
Woman said it?
I don't know. I didn't know who else I could point to. He's the only one who knows him. Well, I guess you know him, but.
Yeah, I've never been alone with him or anything.
Right.
Oh. Well, if you had been.
Oh, I'd be all over.
Of course, yes. No, I don't want to like insult Pat or anything, but I don't want to do him. And I don't think Marianne wants to do John. She's never been like, oh man, your husband's so hot. It's like.
You really scored there. Never heard that from her. Huh?
Not for no.
That's too bad.
No.
The news this morning, which it's one of those things. You know when someone's got something wrong with their eyes, it makes your eyes water?
Yes.
24-year-old Kat Gallinger makes the news as she decided to get an eye tattoo. and it's left her partially blinded and oozing purple tears.
Oh, God. Is this where they put a tattoo on the whites of your eye?
Yes. They colored the white. I want you to see the picture. First of all, this girl had the most beautiful eyes. They're like a gray color. So she starts out with gorgeous eyes and perfect vision. And then she does this to him. She's, by the way, if I didn't say, she's 24.
Oh, no.
And here's what they look like now. Doesn't that make your eye water?
Oh, there's so much wrong in that picture. It actually looks like that's the lining of the eye socket bulging forward, and it's purple as though it's been dyed purple like that, and it's encroaching on the iris. Like, I don't know if I can explain this to everybody. It's like, it's not that the whites are discolored, it's that they're covered by this kind of swollen, purpled tissue. It's heinous looking.
Kat's gone public because her recent attempt to tint the whites of her eyes purple has nearly cost her vision. They don't know if she's going to ever see the same again.
Oh,
her eyes look awful, and they were
so
gorgeous.
Ridiculous.
She's like regular, pretty looking eyes.
They say here the artist injected too much ink into her eye. And so apparently he didn't know how to do it.
Great. That's the guy you want doing your eye.
As it
tattooing.
Is.
Illegal even as the, a whole. It,
well, right. That's actually what's funny is in the article, as I've read further, the guy who made this famous, he did videos of himself tattooing people's eyes. He's the one speaking out saying, we should make this illegal. Mm. I know how to do it because I put time and energy into it and I'm highly trained. But nobody should be attempting this without knowledge of how it should be done.
Right.
And he's actually the one speaking out about, let me see if I can find it. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, the problem is it's, you know, people.
Luna Cobra is the man credited with first making the procedure popular over 10 years ago. He agrees it's unsafe and wants to make it illegal.
Wow.
But when you see the pictures of this young lady's eyes.
It's tragic.
Come
She's
on,
just
man.
A little girl.
24, you're old enough to do it, I get it, but clearly not mature enough to know that the risk isn't worth it, right?
And to ask for a license from the. So you're licensed at this? You've had some training with this? Oh, no, training? What? Needles and ink, that's what I know. Come on.
By the way, before we break, I just wanted to mention big weekend in the sports world as Arizona State's taking on Stanford here in town, but Cal's headed to Oregon.
All right. Yay.
You're into
Hurrah.
It. Where's your Berkeley shirt?
Oh, I don't have it on today. Oh. I slept in it last night. My mama bear shirt.
You did?
Yeah. It's my go-to.
49ers at Arizona and the Raiders are at Denver. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'd like to play a game. It's Friday. I feel like let's have some fun. And we'll do the montage.
All right.
And don't forget, Roberta Gonzalez is going to stop by in the 8 o'clock hour.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.